We are on Daf Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, starting a new Gemara. It's around 10 lines, 12 lines from the bottom. Gufe Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Shimon ben Lakish said, "Remember, Shachat Sakone." He shechted the kone of the behemoth, v'achar kach nikva horeye, and after the shechitas hakone, the reye got a hole in it, k'sheira. So the behemoth is kosher, it did not become nitraf, and there's a svore, we had before the svore, that the reye is keman the manche bedikula damye. We consider after the shchitas hakone, the kone, reiv of the kone was nishchat, so it's not mechuber anymore to the behemah. The reye which is attached to the behemah is also not considered mechuber, the reye which is attached to the kone is also not considered anymore mechuber to the behemah. It's considered like it's now in a basket. Command the mancha b'dikula damye. So memele, this nekev that the reya was punctured after the shchitas hakone, in no way does it affect the bris of the behemah, because the reya is not anymore mechuba to the behemah after the shchitas hakone. Omar Rav. So Rav said, Loi Omar Reb Shimon ben Lakish Ela Bereye. He says, this whole shtick teure of Reb Shimon ben Lakish, that a nekev in the reye will not be matrif after the shchites hakone, is only said by the reye. Hoyel v'chaye reye tluye bekone. Because the whole chiyus of the reye is dependent on the kone. So after the kone was geshochten, so there is no chiyus whatsoever left in the reye, in the lungs. So memele, so the nekev in the reye will not in any way affect the behemoth. Avol bivnei ma'ayim. But what will be if after the shchites hakone, after the shchitas hakone, there was a nekev in the bnei ma'ayim. Now, the bnei ma'ayim are mechuba to the veishet. Now, before the shchitas haveishet, there was a shchita of one simen of the kone. Fine. So, but after shchita of one simen, the behemah is still alive. It's not geshochten yet completely. So, lemaise a nekev in the bnei ma'ayim will be matriv. The behemoth, let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Avo b'bnei ma'ayim loy. Im nikvu b'nei ma'ayim ben kone leveshet, achar shchites hakone, treife. So then the behemoth becomes treife. The chiyus of the b'nei ma'ayim loy b'kone toli is not dependent on the kone, the kone ele beveshet. La'olam Rashi says, derech kone lishoch etchila. Normally, when one shechs the behemah, he first shechs the kone, lefishu samach la'or, because that is the closest to the oir of the tzavo. So memele, the first simen, his pegeye b'shashchite, is the kone. So memele, vaveishit samach lamafrekes. So memele, so therefore, Rav said, if there will be avol b'bnei ma'ayim loy, because the b'nei ma'ayim are not affected by the shchitas hakone, the b'nei ma'ayim are still functioning. So memela a nekev in the b'nei ma'ayim will be matrif the bein. Maskif lo Rab Zeire. Now Rab Zeire asked Rav Akashe. מאחר שנרד בו סימוני טרייפה איתרתו. רב זייר אסטרובה, if you said that after the שחיטס הקונה you were matter a nekev in the reyev, is mali bereye, mali bivnei ma'ayim. So what's the difference if you were matter simoni treife? So what is the difference between the reye and the bnei ma'ayim? Zogt Rashi, hitarto v'svira loch. So Rab Zeira understood, if your matter a nekev in the reye, if your matter a nekev in the reye after the shchita of one semen, the svira loch, given the miktsosa ishtachet, since the behime is partially geshochten, sulay mitrefo, that means Rab Zeira learned a different mahalach to understand why the anekev in the reye is not matred. He understood the reason is because since it's partially geshochten, so the concept of treifes does not apply anymore. She'ein treife lachatzichius, that a behemah, that the whole iser treife was only said, the whole Yisr Treife was only said if there's a complete Chiyas, so then there's an Yisr Treife. But if there's a Chatzi Chiyas to begin with, Shein Treife L'Chatzi Chiyas. The whole Leisvire Leile Rab Zeire the time Mishim Damrini Kemande Manche Bidikule Damye. Rab Zeire does not learn that the Lomdes is because it's command the manche bedikule that the reye has no chiyus, so that is why after the shchitas hakone, that is why a nekev in the reye will not be matrev. He learned the reason is because ein treife lachatzi chiyus. So memele, so Rab Zeira said, so if that is the lomdes, so there's no reason to differentiate between a nekev in the reye or a nekev in the bnei miay. That was Rab Zeira's kasha and rove. That was the only reason he understood, or that's how he understood it. So there shouldn't be a difference between a nekev in the reye and a nekev in the bnei miay. So the Gemara says, "Vahodar bei Rab Zeira." So Rab Zeira, who had asked on Rove, and he held that there is a concept ein treifes lachatzichius, Rab Zeira lemaisa was chayzer, and we'll see later. He holds that there is treifes lachatzichius. We'll see later. From midaboy Rab Zeira. Because Rab Zeira cleared the shayla. Nikvu b'nei me'ayin b'in simen l'simen. He cleared a very interesting shayla. A person, let's say, shechted the kone, and then there was a nekev in the b'nei me'ayin, and then he shechted the veishit. So he made a complete shchita. Now, like this, we have a cloud. Now, the behemoth became, we'll see in a minute, the behemoth became treif. Here, Rab Zeira holds the behemoth became treif with this nekev and the bnei ma'ayim. And Rab Zeira, kler v'shayle, will the shchites haveshit become mitzurev to the shchites hakone to be mitayer this behemoth from Tumas Nebela. Like this, we have a klal, Shchitas Metayra Treife, El Kaponim, it doesn't have Tumas Nebela. So Rab Zeira klal the Shaila, and we'll see soon in Rashi what it's Dodi HaShaila. מי מצטרף סימן ראשין, סימן ראשין לסימן שייני לתאר מדי נבלה אלוהי. Right. Let us see what is the שיילה. Let's go to Rashi. בהודבי רב זיירה, מהי טיימה? That what רב זיירה, we just learned, רב זיירה held that אין טרפס לחצי חיוס, שאין טרפס לחצי חיוס, רב זיירה was חייסף עם דשתיק טייר. ואוידי, and he was מיידה תרובה, the טיימה משום דחמנחה בדיקו לדם יבריה. He was מיידה תרובה that the whole לומדס of רש לוקיש, that רש לוקיש said, that nikiv horeye after shchitas hakonel. So Rish Lakish says, it's not reife, so the whole of this is al t'chaman chabedikul adam yibereye. Avo b'vnei ma'ayim mitrefe, shaveshet adayin kayim. But b'vnei ma'ayim, we'll see Rab Zeire was moide, that it will become treife. He was choyse from his previous diktore, and he holds now the way Rovel. How do we know that Rab Zeire was Chayzer? Midepoi Rab Zeire, because Rab Zeire cleared the Shailu. Nikvu b'nei ma'ayim b'in simen l'simen. What does that mean? Ba'achar shchites akone, du lo'ilam rishin, normal do yishech the kone before, so b'in simen l'simen means between the simen rishin, which is normally the kone, the simen Hashem, which is the veishin. He cleared a shayla, mi mitztarev simen rishin, le simen shayni le taro midei nevela eloi. So Rashi explains here what its study a shayla was. Mi omrinen simen rishin nishchat le beiz devor. When he shechted the kone, this was before the Nekev and the Bnei Ma'ayim. When he shechted the Kone, what was the purpose of the Shechitas HaKone? The purpose of the Shechitas HaKone was doublefold. There was two purposes. Number one, it's going to be Matar and Bachila. The Kone is one of the two Simonim which are Matar Bachila. And number two will be Metayre from Tumas Nevela. That was the purpose of the, and the accomplishment of the shchit of the simen rishin. Mi amrinen simen rishin nishchat lebeis devor. For two purposes. Leheter achila, or letaro midei nevela. V'simen sheini, the second, now, then it became a nekev and the bnei ma'ayim. Before he shechted the veish, it is a nekev and the bnei ma'ayim. So now, we have to face reality, it's going to be also b'achila, because it became a treif already. There's a nekev the bnei ma'ayim. Now the shaila is, so al kaponim, the shchita of the veishit should be mitayret midei nevela. I made a good, if you shecht a treif, so the shchita should be mitayret midei nevela. But the shaila is, the shchita of these two simonim are not similar. The shchit of the first simen had a double tafkid, a double purpose. The shchit of the second simen is only to be mitayer midei nevela. Can't be matter anymore b'achila because it's a treif already. Can you combine the shchit of these two simonim because they are not accomplishing the same tafkid? Let's see, Rashmi, Mrin, and Simmerish, and Ishchat, Labez, the Bob, the Heter Achila, the Taramidei Nevela. The Simmin Shaini, Leibola, Tira Bachila, Sharei Nitrafo. It was a neck of the Bnei Maim, Elo, the Taira. The Kiban, the Einam Shavim. Ein Shchitosa Mitztarfis, that means you have to combine the Shchita of both Simonim to create a Taram Nevela. You can't combine these two shchites because the accomplishment of each shchite was for different purposes. Ah, forgot the simen rishin letar midei nevela nami nishchet. Even though the simen rishin was also for this purpose, was from another purpose also. So the shchit of the simin rishon was lahater b'achila also, and the simin sheni is only letayr, so they are not accomplishing the same thing. So they're working on two fronts. The shchit is amater l'achila, the shchit is only a metayr. Oidume, given the rishon, maybe not, maybe it could be mitzare, the shchites hakone to the shchites aveishet, because lemaise, the shchites hakone also came to be mitar midei nevela. So memele, so it had in it this koyach also, so these two koyaches will become mitzurim. Now it had another koyach, is, that's not megareya. Maybe it is Megarei. Simen Rishin le Simen Shaini Garsinen. Mimitztarev Simen Rishin le Simen Shaini. V'loi Garsinen Simen Shaini le Simen Rishin. When that Goyres, can the second Simen be Mitzurev to the first? The Rishin of the Motsi le Tarufi le Shaini le Tayev. The Rishon can be mitzurif to the Sheini al Kaponim to create Taras Nevela. Avo Sheini leimotzitz tarufi by the Rishon leheta, because the Simen Sheini was geshocht and after became Nitra. So the Shaila is, can the Simen Rishon become mitzurif to the Simen Sheini? That was Rabbi Zeira's Sofik. Va'omrinon, and we told Rabbi Zeira, Lav Hainu, the boy Yufi, you know, your Shaila was already declared from, by Friedrich, Ilfa declared your Shaila already. What did Ilfa declare? Hoitzi uber es yodoi ben simen le simen. Ilfa declared, what is the din if the yeshechted a behima muberes, yeshechted the mother, and the uber was maitzi yodai ben simen le simen, mao mi mitztarev simen rishin le simen sheini le tarmi de nevela oiloi. Let us see what Rashi says, what Ilfe Shaila was. Sochi gosin, from rinen lap aino de boy Ilfe, hoitzi uber es yodai ben simen le simen mi mitztarev simen rishin. Bahai de Ilve, this Shaila of Ilve, is Bebeima Mekash. Now Rashi tells us a few Akdomes, so we should appreciate what the study of Shaila are. Uber Nita Beshritas Imoy. The din is, if you have an Uber that's in the Beheime, and you shech the mother, so the Shritas Ha'im is Mater the Uber, Matayer the Uber, that means now that's that's a men pekue, and the uber, when it's born later, it doesn't need shchita. You can eat it without shchita if it dies. It's metametumis nevela. Uber niter b'shchita simay. That is, if the uber was b'mei imay b'shash shchita. Aval hoitzi yodai kaidem shchita. What is if the uber was hoitzi yodai Kaidem Shrite, Umrinin Hosom. Dei Eisei Ever Din Treife Shruta Yeshloi. This Yad has a din of a Treife Shruta. She'enoi Metame, it is not Metame, the Mahanilei Shrita Letaroi. The Shrita of the Mahanilei Shrita Letaroi Midei Nevela. The Shchitas Ha'em will be Metayer the Yad that is not Nimtza B'mei Imoy, but it won't be Matrit Pachila. The Snan Hosan, we learned in the Mishnah, Shochat Es Imoy, V'achakach Chotcho, that means it was Haitzi Yes Yoda, he shechted the mother and then he cut off the Yad. Maga Nevela, Dibre Rameya. Rameya holds that the yad that was not bimei imoy is a din of a nevela. V'chachomim imrim maga treife shchute. And the chachomim say no, that it has a din of a treife, bosa basada treife, it's considered a treife, it's yotza chutzlum chitzosoi, so it has a din treife, but the shchite sa'aim will be metaya this yad, so it's called a maga treife. It's a maga treife shchute. Fine. That, so that is the din. If he shechted the aim after the uba was haitzi yadoi, so the din is that the shchites aim will be metaya the yad. Fine. The kaboy ilfe. So that's what we're paskin, that the shchita cannot be matter the yad, but it's matter the yad. He says to that what it's hoitzi yodoi chutz mimeimoi, he gets a din treife, but the shchita saim can be matter. Fine. The kaboi ilfe, na ilfe klerda shayle, what will be the din? Hoitzi uberes yodai ben simin le simin. What is, if bishas the shchita of the first simin, the yad was still inside b'meimai. And later it was moitzi es yodai mahu. So here, ilfa kleder shayla. What is the part of the tzodiyah shayla? Simin rishon nishchat, the first simin accomplished, or wanted accomplished, lahatir letaro, by the shchit of the first simin, so the yad of the uba, which was still b'meyimoy, so that shchite had a double accomplishment. It was a shchite lahatir es hayad, and it was a shchite letair es hayad, because b'shas the shchite of the first simin, the yad was still b'me'imoy. So the shchit of the first simin was a shchit lahater ulatay. The simin shayni, then it was moitzi yes yodai ben simin le simin. The simin shayni, leibo lo'oisei eve elo letay. That it only the accomplishment of this the shchit of the simin sheni could only be letayer the yad. It can't be matter anymore because the hitzos hayad gives it a din treife. So memele, so if a klal this shaila mi mitzaref, that was ulfa shaila mi mitzaref for rishen l'sheni. Hoyul v'gam hu letayr nishchat v'ker, because the accomplishment of the shchit of the first simon was also to be metayr the yad. Eloi, or maybe not. So before we go further, so that was the taine to Rabbi Zaire, he says, your shaila, if you can be mitzarev, a shchita of two simonim, if the first simon, the accomplishment of the first simon was lahater or letayer, the second simon is only letayer. So you clear this shaila, if it was nikev abnei ma'ayim, ben simon le simon, if it can be mitzayir, the first simon to the second simon to be mitzayir, or maybe not, since the first simon accomplished the purpose of the first simon was also lahata, you can't be mitzayir the shchit of these two simonim. So they told Rab Zeire, you know, this shayla already was cleared by Hilfa cleared the shayla. It's already an alter shayla. Now Rashi continues. Uposhitosam. Now let us. What is the din lemaise? Imitztarif simin rishain le simin shayni lahater shara uber bachila. So Rashi says. So the Gemara says as follows. This. Let's forget about you're clearing a shaila.
you're clearing a shayla about the yad. Now let's forget about the yad for one minute. Let's clear about the chelik or uber that's besoich imoy. As one permitted to eat the uber. One permitted to eat the uber. Now, legabi the uber, we have both simonim are combined to be mata bachila. The uber is muta bachila through the shrita of both simonim. Imitzarev simon rishain le simon shaini lahater shah uber bachila. So they do combine. So memel they combine afilu lahater bachila. Layitzarev imoy le tairoisaim ever. It means if he can become mitzurif, lahater ba'achile, so can zicha become mitzurif, l'tayr oisei eivel midei nevela. Ule'inyin nikvu b'nei ma'ayim. So that was Ilfa Shaila, and the Gemara was Poshit, that it does become Mitzuref, and we make a Cheshbin. If it becomes Mitzuref, Afilo to be Mata Ba'achile, so Zicha become Mitzuref to be Mata, to be Mitaya. So therefore, Le'inyin Nikvu B'nei Ma'ayim. So now let's go to Reb Zeir Shaila. Nami Tivshay to Mitztarev. So I don't passel shchita because one was for one purpose, and one was for two purposes, and one was for one purpose. Since there's no reis in the simonim, that what one simon was for a double purpose, the second simon was only for lataya. That is no chesoren l'tzaref the shchita of both simonim. Now, kan shoyel abem, we have to understand what Rashi is saying. L'chayre, how could it? The Gemara said a cheshbet. If it's mitzaref, legabi the uber, it's mata the uber bachila. You know why it's mata the uber bachila? Because legabi the uber, both of them are working on the same front. Both are coming lahater l'taya, the uber. So Mamela the Gemara says, so if it helps lahater ha-uber, also helps psamigwaza, if it helps lahater ha-uber, so it should also help l'taya resayat. Fine, it's such a cheshben episode. Psamigwaza, amigo, it helps on the uber. It should help on the Yata Uber also. Over here, we don't have a Migul. Here, the whole Shaila is, if the Shchita of these two Simonim will be Metayer the Behemah, Lamaise became Nitraf after the Shchita Sarishe. So here we have a Shaila, maybe can be Mitzar if the Shchita of these two Simonim. So how can we compare Rabbi Zeir's Tia to Ilfa's Shaila. Ilfa, we were Poshit. And Rashi says, I'm a Zoyde. Just like we're Poshit to Ilfa Shaila, we're Poshit Rab Zeire Shaila. L'chayre, there's a mocking l'chalek between Ilfa's Tia and Rab Zeire's Tia. So the Maram says Pshat as follows. Maram says, Pshat, a poshut hosam, afi mitztarev, simen sheini, the simen rishin lahatr shara uba bachila, rotsa loima, im isa da amrinen, the mitam sheyesh shum chiluk beina simonim. If you'll tell me, that because one accomplishes more than the other, therefore, a mitzalfin, you can't be mitzalf these two simonim. In kein lo yitztarif gam kein simin beis le simin alef lahater shah ha'uba b'achile. That means, Lemaise, Simen Aleph came to be Mater, the Uber and the Yad. Simen Beis came to be Mater, the Uber and not the Yad. Now, if there is a Cheshbon, you can't combine these two Simonim because they are doing two different things. So why is the Uber Mutter? Why is the Uber Mutter? Not the Gemara means it's a Psa Migu. Migu, the Uber becomes Mutter, so Mamela, the Yad becomes Toyot. That's not Psa the Gemara. The Gemara says, why does the Uber become Mutter? The Uber also should become Mutter. The two Simonim are not doing the same thing. The first Simon came to be Mater the Yad. The second Simon is only coming to be Mitayo the Yad. So Mamela, so if they're not, if they're Choluk in the, what they're doing, so how can they become Mitzurim to be Mater the Uber? You're allowed to eat the Uber Bachila. It's Mutter Bachila. I feel it's Mater Bachila. So you see, there's no such concept of I can't be Mitzarev these two Simonim. That's Pshat in the Gemara. That's what the Maram says. It's not a Migu. No, Pshat is if the din is that the Uber is Mutter Bachila, the Uber only becomes Mutter Bachila by being Mitzarev, a shita of two simonim, and the two simonim are doing different things. Not legabi the Uber, legabi the Yad. But al kaponim, the two simonim are different, one from the other. The shita of the first simon was lahater ayad. The shita of the second simon, zoni letair ayad. So they're doing two different things. So if you can't be mitzar of them, but there's such a story, you can't be mitzar of them, so why is the Uber Mutter? And if the Uber is Mutter, so you see there's no such problem of Tziruf. That's the Uber Zicha Mutter Bachila. The Uber inside is Zicha Mutter Bachila. The Uber inside is Mutter Bachila. So Memela, and the Uber can only become Mutter Bachila through the Tziruf of the two Simonim. And the Shrit of these two Simonim are different Shritas. The first, the Shrita of the Of the first simon was lahatirayat. The shita of the second simon is only letayrayat. If you say that you can't put together an apple and a pear, they don't add up. An apple and a pear don't add up. So the shaila is you can't add up. You can't be mitzar of the shita of these two simonim because the shita of the first simon was lahatirayat. The shrit of the second simon is only letayra yad, because it stuck out the yad, bein simon le simon. If you can't be mitzar of them, so why is the uber mutter? And uber is mutter. The uber inside is mutter. So you see, there's no problem. There's no problem. Afilu legabi heter with mitzar. Afilu legabi heter with mitzar. So avada givis legabi tare will zicha be mitzar. That is how we'll push it, the Shaila of So let us continue with the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Atkan lo yiboylon hello letara midei nevela. Now let's go back to Rab Zeira's Shaila. Rabbi Zeir had a shayla. He cleared a shayla if the simen rishim become mitzurif to the simen shayni, the tar midei nevela. That was his whole shayla. Avol bachila asure. But it's zicha osa bachila. That was it's zicha osa bachila. He had a shayla. Kimi mitzarif to the shrita of each simen, the tar midei nevela. So you see klar that Rab Zeira was chayzer. Rab Zeira, till now Rab Zeira said, "Ein treifel achatzichius." And here all of a sudden, Rab Zeira clears a shayla. It seems that zicha is a treife. Vachila zicha, he clears a shayla. Can you be mitzaref the shrita of the two simonim letar midei nevel? Oma loy rav ache barav le ravine, dilma loy lom loy hoda bay. Maybe he wasn't chayse. Maybe Rabbi Zeira holds his old shtick teire, ain't reife lachat zichius. So memele, so there's no shayla. So, according to him, it's not reife, and it's mutabachila. But Rabbi Zeira, lidvorav, the Rabbi come out, velele svirele. I mean, Rabbi was the one that holds yesh reife lachat zichius. And Rabbi said, that Davke Rav Shimon ben Lakish was matter by Nikim Horeye, because it's command of Monach B'dikula Dami, because the Chiyas of the Rey is dependent on the Kone. Obor Nikim Neimaayim, according to the Rish Lakish, it will be a traitor, it will be also Bachila. So Memele, so he clad the Shaila according to Rav, according to himself, that is taken no Shaila, but the Shaila will be according to Rav. What does Rashi say? Ad kan loy boy hashte ahadre lashmaiten hashte ahadre lashmaiten. Now we go back to Asugi. We just deviated a little bit to when then Rabbi Zeir Sofek we start so ilve tamrin, and now we go back to the beginning. We said hode be Rabbi Zeir meidelel. Midaboy Mala Tara Midaina Velem Ikla the Shamikla the Pshitalay the Itrafa Benikiva the Baini Baini. And Zika became a Treife, and now Ikla the Shala Kaponim is a Toya. So the Gemara says, no, it's not right, Lehodabay. Upshitalay Labzeira Dapachila Sharia. According to Rabzeira personally, it's Mutabachila, there's no Shaila, it's not a Treife. The Treife Lachatzichis. Oh, the boy Rabbi Zeira linyin tume, the dwarf the rove. The shayla was according to rove. The arm, Allah, Allah, Yom HaReish Lakish, Allah, Bereye. Ah, will be named Me'ayim Treife. Be boy the Rabbi Zeira, im teire, Mia, according to rove, will be teire, Mia, midei nevei lo ilo. So my male, see, have no raya that Rabbi Zeira was chayse. Let us see Taisvis. Vahoda bei Rabzeira. Perish HaKontras. Rashi said that Rabzeira was choyza from his shita ein treifel lachatzichis. Vahoda bei mimashe hiksha. That means he has the kasha before Mali bereya Mali bivnei me'ayim. But that's what he held before. He held ein treifel lachatzichis. Alataima, now he holds. That's not true. Alataima havi, mishum de chamanda manch, bidikula dami. Yeah. Upirish. Now Rashi explains, the shaila of Abzeira was. Oh, that's what we see from the shaila. What was the shaila? Oh, the boy nikvoi, b'nei ma'ayim, bein simen l'simen. What's the taich, bein simen l'simen? Behainu, bein kone l'veishit. That means he shechted the kone, and now it zicha became nitraf to the nekim and the bnei ma'ayim. The inishchat ha-veishe t'chile, that means if he shechted the veishe t'chile, so why did it wouldn't be a shayla? Have the inishchat ha-veishe t'chile, have a name naim command the mancha b'dikula dami. That means that Rashi says bein similar simen means bein kon elevation, because if we will say Rashi said because you normally you start shechting the kon at first, even though it's a little sosum delosh bein similar simen, but normally it means you shech the kon at first, so it's bein kon elevation. If we will say for 1 minute bein similar simen means bein veishit lekone. So then, what's other base? So what's pshat in, why should it be treif? It's command the monarch b'dikula dami. I feel though he was choyzer from that what he yes on rove, but al kaponim it's not treif because command the monarch b'dikula dami. So al kochoch, you have to say, ben simila sin means ben kamal abesh. The nire, the dasa kontres, that Rashi holds, She'ein nire loy loymer Rabzeire poliga Reish Lakish. That Rabzeire is chilek on Reish Lakish. That means, so, that So the if he was chayzer from Ein Treifel Achatzichiyas, but the concept of command the monarch bidikuli dami, he zicha holds. So al kolchoch, if he cleared a shayla nikiv, a me'ayim, bein simen l'simen, has to be bein kona levation. Because it'll be bein vation l'kona, I mean, it's zicha not treifel, because it's command the monarch bidikuli dami. So now Tosis asks a few kashas. The kasha. The nikvu b'nei ma'ayim b'in simil simin mash matula b'in b'eshit l'kona. The Gemara says tam. Nikvu ma'ayim b'in simil simin. It doesn't specify which simin was geshachtim first. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. V'oy de mishani rabzeire l'dvorov d'rove kom alay. He's not saying anything. He's clearing a shayla. The Gemara cleared according to Rabbi Zeira, who holds that ain't treifel achatzichius. So why you clear a shayla? So he says, ain't a panami. According to me, there's no shayla. I'm clearing according to Rabbi. But if I'm clearing according to Rabbi, so it's not kamalei, it's been me boilei. The shayla is ali be the Rabbi. V'oi, a third kasha, the comma, the hodabe Rab Zeire, that Rab Zeire had charote from Ein Treifel Achatzichiyas with the boy Rab Zeire. Now, the girs is, with the boy Rab Zeire, the boy Rab Zeire. So, Tosfos says, Nokvoi, Lehavle lemeime tvei, ele vohode bei rabzeire, de boi rabzeire, not me de boi rabzeire, de boi rabzeire. That means, the Gemara should have said, rabzeire was het charote from this concept of ein treife lachatzichies. How do you know het charote? De boi rabzeire. Rabzeire klar da shayle. Rabzeire klar da shayle. If you can be mitzarif the shchit of the two simonim, so memela the Gemara should have said that the hodah by Rab Zeira the boy Rab Zeira, see Rab Zeira cloud such a shayla, so we see there is a din tarfis lachatzichis. Avo midinokat mi the boy Rab Zeira, the hodah by Rab Zeira mi the boy Rab Zeira. Mashme shemin haboy chazaboy. The Gemara means something else. Not Rab Zeira was chayze from what he said before. Now the Gemara says Rab Zeira was chayze from the boy. Now we'll start seeing how Tosis lemshat in the Gemara. Bochi poch. Be the makshel l'rove. When Rab Zeira asked a kasha an rove, mali bereye, mali bibnei ma'ayim. Shebechol mokim yesh lahata. Shma mino. The sovereign treifes lachatzi chiz. That's we see that when if he has this kashya to Rabbi. So we see that he holds ein treifes lachatzi chiz. V'loi shayech lemibi. So mamel, if he holds ein treifes lachatzi chiz, so then you can't clear a shayle nokvo b'nei mayim b'n simen l'simen. Umitchile mi boile nokvoi afilu nishkat aveshet tchile. Before, when he cleared the shayla, Simon Taisvis says, is speaking about, doesn't matter which Simon he shechted first. When he cleared the shayla, nikvo beimnaim min simile simon, means afilu nishkat aveshet tchile. Da have pshita lei di yesh treifes lachatzichis. So, Tosfos learns pshat in the Gemara as follows. Rab Zeira, when he cleared a shayla, nikve b'nei mayim b'in simen l'simen, which means, it doesn't matter if the first simen was the ton, if the first simen was the veishit, he cleared a shayla, mi mitzarev simen rishin l'simen shen, v'tar midei nevela. So when Rab Zeira cleared the shayla, he held yesh
He held Yeshtreife Lachatzi Chiyus, number one. And he didn't even hold the Svar of Command the Monarch B'dikula Domi. Rabbi Zeira, when Rabbi Zeira cleared the Shaila, he held Yeshtreife Lachatzi Chiyus, and he held that it becomes Treife. It doesn't matter which Simon was the Shachtin. That is what Rab Zeira held Bishasi Klar de Shaila. So Memela, so the Gemara says, but now I see when he asked Akasha to Rabbi, what's the difference between a Nikva Reyet and a Nikva Abnei Mahayim? So all of a sudden he turned an about face and he holds Ein Treifa Lachatzichis. So the Gemara said now, Hoda Bei Mideboi. That means, from when he cleared the Shaila, he held Yesh Treifa Lachatzichis, Mechol Oifen. And he doesn't even hold the Svav Command, the Modach B'dikula. And now, now he was Chayzer. Umishani. Umishani says, Lo'oilom Lo'ichoza Minaboy. No. He never was Chayzer. He personally holds Yesh Treifa Lachatzichi, and Memela he has a Shaila. So what's Pshat in the Tainan Rava? Balibet the Rava, Shehiter Bereya, he said, Goyur Matan the Reya, Porakim the Shor Benikva Reya, Achashrita Koneze, Yevsher Elomitam Shein Treifa Lachatzichi, and Ken Gamav Neimayin Tata. So the Rava Omalei, not Pshat Miboilei. The Gemara wants, according to Tosfos, the sugya, the shakel of a time, the Gemara goes as follows. The Gemara said, Rab Zeira asked Akasha and Rove, how could you differentiate between Nikev Arei and Nikev Abnei Ma'ayim in Treifa Lachatzichis? So the Gemara said, so we see Rab Zeira holds in Treifa Lachatzichis. So he was harder from his Iboi. The Bishasi Klal the Iboi became a Metzarev, the Simen Rishon to the Simen Sheni, Nikva Neimai made Simen Rishon to Simen Sheni. So there he held Yesh Treifa Lachatzichis. And now he Taine to Rove, Ein Treifa Lachatzichis. So Al Kochach he was harder from his boy. So the Gemara says, no, his boy is a boy. He personally holds Yesh Treifa Lachatzichis. That's what he personally holds. So Memele, he has a Shaila, Ayu Metzarev, the two Simonim. That's what he personally holds. But he Taina Terove. If you say that Nikva Reye, La'acha Shchita Sakona, you say that it's not Treifa, the only way I can understand this is because ain't Treifa Lachatzichis. So then you can't differentiate between Nikva Arei and Nikva Kot. That's how Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara. Vamrinen lav hainu the boy Ilfe. So the Gemara over here brings down that we told them that Ilfe is a boy. So now they say the problem, what does this say to our sugya? We just wanted to bring Rab Zeira to the boy of Rab Zeira to show that Rab Zeira was chayzer from the boy. I mean, the whole shakel of Atai is irrelevant to us. So Memele, so why did the Gemara have to bring this? From Rina and Lav Haina the boy Ilfe. That's Taisis Gashel. Kachut Zechan Lohovi Raya Me Ilfe. Mishum the Rab Zeira Sosam Dvora. When Rab Zeira Klal the Rab Zeira said Nikvim Neimai Mitzimusim Mal. Mi Mitztarev Mal. That's what he said. Vleoma Ella Mi Mitztarev Simen Rishin Simen Shein. That's what he says. It's a Mitzurit. Eloi. Uletara Midei Nevele Gemara the Kamala. That means he didn't explain Bechlau that study Ashaila. Lekach Medagdeg Midei Koma Lav Haini Deboi Ilfe Shema Mino the Letara Midei Nevele Kami Boile. So we see from this that was the suffix of Ilfe. Now let us just go a little further. Let's start the next sugya. Amalei fine. Amalei Rav Ache Bar Rav. No, this we said already.
Now we'll start the next Gemara. Omar Ravache Bayake, Shema Mino Mid Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. A new Gemara, a very interesting Gemara. Rav Shimon Ben Lakish said, Amir de Kezach, Rav Shimon Ben Lakish said that if you shecht the Kone, then it was Nikiv the Reye, so Reish Lakish says his command, the monach b'dikula domi, that means the reye is no shaykhis anymore with the behemoth. So memele, so nikiv reye, so it won't become nitra. So Rabacha b'yakev amere de kezach. Shema mino mid Rab Shimon ben Lakish, mizamnin Yisroel al b'nei ma'ayim. Now, Before we had a svara, the reya is attached to the kone. The bnei ma'ayim are attached to the veshet. Now, when a person shechs, a yid shechs the kone and the veshet, so now the bnei ma'ayim and the reya have no shaykhs anymore with the behemoth. They have no shaykhs anymore with the behemoth. Now, the behemoth is geschochten, but the behemoth is still alive. The behemoth is still alive, it's geschochten. The behemoth is geschochten. The bnei ma'ayim, let's clarify a shayla, if a goy is allowed to eat the bnei ma'ayim. If a goy is allowed to eat the bnei ma'ayim. Since the behemoth is still alive, so the bnei ma'ayim have a din of basa min achai. Is a din of basa min achai. Because the bnei ma'ayim were taken away from the behemah. That's kimonat b'dikula. That means we took the bnei ma'ayim away from the behemah. The behemah is still alive. Now, a yid is a heter shchita. So it's alive, but shchita is matter. So the iser eivim min achai falls off through shchita. That's a yid that has shchita. A goy doesn't have the heter of shchita. There's no such concept of shchita by a goy. So memele, so by the goy, the bnei ma'ayim are bosom in achai. The bnei ma'ayim are bosom in achai. So memele, by bosom in achai, the din is, let's talk about a poshita case. Let's talk about eivim in achai for a minute. A goy will chop off a yad from a behemoth. The behemoth is alive. So what is this called? This is called Eva Minachai. Fine. Eva Minachai tells us. What'll be the din? Later we go and shoot the behemoth. Will this Eva become mutter? No, it won't become mutter. The behemoth is dead now. The behemoth is, now you can eat the behemoth, the goy can eat the behemoth. But this yad that he chopped off behayim, this is an Eva Minachai. This Eva was taken off from a chai. So this is lo'ilam also to the goy. That that the behem is now dead will not be misakin the shad. The shad was taken off from a levedik behem. So memele, Rabache by Yaakov said, amur edik a chiddish. Rabache by Yaakov said a chiddish, according to the lumdis of Rab Shimon ben Lakish, that is a concept, command the monach b'dikula domi, so the minute you shech the behemah, yit shech the behemah, so the b'nei ma'ayim were already, with the shchitas haveshit, the b'nei ma'ayim were already separated from the behemah. So the b'nei ma'ayim were taken away from the behemah. No, a yid is allowed to eat the b'nei ma'ayim because shchitas is matas, is no isa bos min achayim min achay. But a goy is not allowed to eat the bnei ma'ayim because it was separated from the behemoth. This man, the behemoth was still alive. So let us just see the Gemara. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Shema mina mid Rav Shimon ben Lakish, mezamnin Yisroel al bnei ma'ayim, mezamnin de kechovna bnei ma'ayim. My time, Yisroel de beshchita tal yemilse. So shchita is matter, the Yisroel ben menachayim bosu menachayim. Given the kashrita mal yos ishterlu. Oy de kachovim, the mechir is agla bemise tal yemilse. Hani ke eva minachai domi. So the bnei ma'ayim are like an eva minachai. She is not allowed to invite a goy to eat the bnei ma'ayim. What does Rashi say? Mid the Reish Lakish, the Omar. כיוון שנחתך קונה, הווה ראי כמן חבדיקו לב, שמאמינו אין מסמנים וקרוב נבני מאיים, משום, so the shit in the kibetzes takes out the ray, let's see the shit in the kibetzes, beis, the hava kimi sheitziyua min habeima, boi de mefacheses, boi vet gechom la beshchite toli heter achila de deis, luska shit etzle, beim nechai neslan, beim yoytel mi de eivim nechai et shetomos, the avoli Yisrael, yotzusam de eivim nechai o yidei shchite osa.